Hi, welcome to this week's SEC podcast. This is Ali Beard bringing you the latest news in SEC change. This includes our open consultations, new draft proposals, and the upcoming December panel meeting. We start with our open consultations. They are MP84, Other User Panel Seating Amendment. This proposes to increase the other user representation on panel. There are two potential solutions. The first is to change what is currently an other SEC party seat to an other user seat. This would mean other SEC parties would lose a seat. And the other proposal is to add an extra seat at panel for another user representative. MP88, the power to raise modifications, looks at giving powers to SEC panel, CCAS, SEC subcommittees, and the ALTHAM forum to raise modifications. Any modifications would, of course, be subject to the normal usual checks and balances of the modification process. SEC MP67, Service Request Traffic Management. This mod looks at throttling service requests when the DCC systems reach capacity to prevent a DCC outage, especially in situations such as denial of service attack or if a user accidentally releases large numbers of service requests at peak time. We expect to release a modcast looking in closer detail at this modification next week. More details about all of these modifications and the refinement consultation documents can be found on the modification pages on our website. We appreciate it's a busy time of the year, but we'd encourage you to have your say and respond to the consultations, as this is your opportunity to input into the solutions. These consultations all close on Friday, the 3rd of January. Just a quick reminder that our SEC MP7 firmware updates to IHG's PPMIDs and HCALCs ad hoc working group will be held on Thursday, the 19th of December at 10 a.m. at GemServe offices. We'll be discussing how the solution can be refined in order to make implementation faster and less costly. We'll also be discussing the outcomes of the Security Subcommittee's recommendation on local firmware updates. If you'd like to join the meeting, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com and advise whether you'll be attending in person or by phone. On to our new draft proposals. We have had four new DPs raised this week, meaning we have passed the exciting DP 100 mark. The new draft proposals are DP 98, incorporation of IRP proposals into the SEC Batch 3. These are document-only IRPs. DP 99, incorporation of IRP proposals into the SEC Batch 4. These are system-impacting IRPs. DP 100, service response traffic management. There is currently no traffic management when the DCC systems have suffered an outage or restriction and then are restored. In these scenarios, service responses will be queued while the DCC systems are restricted and then be sent to the users when DCC systems come back online. Users' adapter systems will receive all of these service response messages at once, irrespective of priority. And the mod looks at how we can manage that. DP 101, large gas meter displays. Implementation of SEC MP6 specifying the number of digits for a device display resulted in amendments to SMETS 2 to standardise the number of digits used to display consumption registration on a user interface. Unfortunately, this has caused a conflict with the Measuring Instruments Directive requirements, and this DP has been raised to look at that. The December panel meeting is today, when panel will be reviewing the modification reports on SEC MP62, Northbound Traffic Management Alert Storm Protection, MP79, Provisions for Withdrawing Modifications, and MP97, Improving SMETS 2 Meter Installs for New Connections. We expect all these to be out for modification report consultation early next week. A little light reading for the festive period. That's all for now. If you have any comments or queries on any of the topics covered, please get in contact and we will be happy to help. And a Merry Christmas to you all.